I'm Alex Webb. My name's Alex Webb. I'm welcoming you here on the Wellcome Trust.
Thank you.
And the date is 6th of August, 2009. Could you please state your full name, date of birth, and where you're from?
My name's Sharon Kirk, and I'm from Horncastle in Lincolnshire, and my date of birth is 13/12/73.
And how did you hear about the project?
I heard it first of all on the radio locally, and then had a look on the website and went from there.
And what actually happened when you first found out that you got the place?
I was really chuffed. It was a shock, actually. Visitors. I'd just filled it in and thought I'd never hear anything. And we had visitors for the weekend, and we were doing something on the family tree. So I just popped onto the internet, and I thought, oh, who's this? And then I thought, well, I don't recognise that email. And then I looked and I thought, oh, I'd forgotten about that. And it was a shock. It was really good. Yeah.
What are you planning to?
Well, I've written some books. I've written a couple of children's books, Bits of the Vintage Car and Friends, and I've written an adult book. It's about diamond smuggling through an auction house. So I'd like to promote that. But also I thought, because obviously it's dark, etc., I thought, just stood there being quiet, so I thought I'd play my keyboard and see what happened.
So is music kind of a big part of your...
I do like music. I've played the keyboard since I was about 8, so a good 10 years plus. Yeah.
What would you say is quite important in your life at the moment?
I enjoy doing different challenges and things. At the end of the year, we're doing the London to Brighton run in a 1901 Darrock veteran car. And then I've got a book festival coming up. We did the downhill challenge in Lincolnshire, where I come from, in a go-kart, like an Austin 7. Which involved going down quite a steep hill in a homemade go-kart, which was a good idea until you're sitting at the top of the hill and you're thinking, oh, what am I doing here? But it was a good fun, so I enjoy all that, really.
And how do you, when you get up there, do you think that kind of feeling might come about again? Are you expecting, think about hopes and fears when you... up there.
I don't know. I just think it'd be just really nice. A lot of my friends are going to stay up and watch it on the webcam and so forth. And I've got a shed load of people who I'm supposed to speak about and say hello to. So I think by the time you've gone through all that, I think the time will go really quick, to be honest. That'd be good.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself, if you had to describe your...
Well, I like to think I like a bit of fun, and I like to try different things. I'm a chartered surveyor by profession, so I'm always very keen to... I think surveyors have got a little bit of a reputation, so I think I'd like to think that hopefully I'm not an ordinary surveyor, and do enjoy a bit of fun as well. So, yeah.
What do your friends and colleagues say, when they also find out you're going to find...
They just laughed to start with and thought, that's typical. And then they said they thought it'd be really great. And I've had loads of texts all day and stuff. So, yeah, it should be great.
What impact do you think, you standing on the plinth will have?
It's been nice because I live in a small market town. Already sort of the local paper have, had a chat. I know a lot of people locally and everything, and they all think it's great, think it's something really different. So, yeah, it's nice to say, you've been part of it, really. Be good. Yeah.
Do you have any other friends or, family that have been chosen? Or?
I haven't, but in Lincolnshire, there's a solicitor I don't know personally, but some of my friends know, that's stood on. I think he did Morris dancing and music. And then I think the first lady that's on, I think she was from Lincolnshire, wasn't she, from Sleaford? So that was sort of how we heard about it to start with on the radio. Yeah,
Have you had any previous experience in the arts or getting involved in this stuff?
I've done a few radio interviews, and there was a sort of a local television thing for Lincolnshire. It used to be on just sort of locally. I've done one or two interviews and things on that as well, basically with my book, and I go round to the school sometimes with the children's book and do a little bit of presenting and things to them, so that's quite good.
So would you say you're quite comfortable, being exposed to crowds?
Yeah, I mean, part of my job as well, I'm an auctioneer as well, so you have to be a bit of a show off, I think, so yes.
Yeah, so could you explain just more about your writing in your books, if that's...
Yeah, sure. Basically, I've always been interested in writing, and I first of all started just writing the children's books for a bit of fun. And I just sent away to various publishers, and I was lucky enough to get published with the Book Guild. And then I've always been interested in writing the one about the auction house, the Lot 22, because part of it's based on truth. It's hopefully humorous as well. And I've been sort of dabbling writing that on and off for quite a long while. I thought eventually, right, I'll get it finished and sorted out. So yeah, that's how it went. That's good.
Could you explain just some, maybe in more depth, about your hopes and fears? With the project or...
Yeah.
Just leading up to, when you found out and now, I mean, there must be loads of emotions kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I think it is excitement to start with, and then you think, oh crikey, what have I done? And then you think, no, this will be really great. Then you think, oh, I hope it's not raining. And then you think, do you know what, it doesn't really matter, just enjoy it really. So yeah, so it should be good.
And did the time slot, I mean, did that have changed your idea of...
Well, no, I think when I first saw it, I thought, oh, 1 and 2, that's okay, nice afternoon. And then I suddenly thought, oh no, that'll be 1 and 2 in the morning. And I thought, well, no, I thought it'd be nice, you can make a weekend and come down to London, so it'd be fine. Yeah, it'd be good. Gives you time to come down in the day, because there's a lot of traffic, isn't there, getting through the city.
Are you a follower of Anthony Gormley's work?
I do like art, and yes, I do know obviously some of his work, and obviously very good, and that it's really nice to be involved in something that he's organising.
Does the arts concern to democratise art, does that relate to your decision to be here?
I like art generally, and my book Lot 22 has got a lot of art in it, and I did the history of art and architecture at A level, so I've always been very interested in art, so it'd be quite nice to be involved.